the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Terrorists are operating in New Jersey, and they remain a threat to public safety. That is a conclusion of a report released by Congress, from homegrown terror groups to groups linked to ISIS and Hezbollah. The report says these extremists exist in significant numbers and remain a persistent threat. At least three specific individuals in New Jersey are mentioned. Read about them at NJ1015.com. New Jersey has wiped out another $120 million in medical debt for thousands of state residents.
New Jersey is using federal money through American Rescue Funds to purchase the bundled outstanding debt of another 77,000 residents. It's a second round in partnership with the nonprofit Undo. Between August and now, the efforts have cleared $220 million in medical debt for 127,000 residents. Those impacted will get letters sent by Undo starting this week. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Is it the price that is holding you back from purchasing an electric vehicle? New Jersey has made changes this year that aren't helping you much.
Electric vehicle sales have skyrocketed over the last few years in New Jersey. The question is, will that slow down now that the sales tax exemption on EVs is gone and a new yearly registration fee of at least $250 is in place?
Makes it harder for, you know, people when they're at the dealership to kind of have the numbers pencil out.
Doug O'Malley, Director of Environment New Jersey, says it's still a good time to buy an EV. There's a potential $7,500 federal tax credit.
And you can get up to $4,000 of a state EV incentive right off the top as well.
Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
It's another cold and frosty start to another cool and breezy day. We'll see mostly sunny skies for your Wednesday. That stiff breeze will be back. High temperatures this afternoon, mid to upper 50s, probably the coolest day of the week. Tonight will be clear and cold. Those will average upper 30s. We'll see lots of sunshine for most of the state tomorrow. Along the immediate coast, some clouds and maybe even a little sprinkle. Highs tomorrow around 60, pushing into the mid 60s on Friday. New Jersey weather made possible by Trinity Rehab. Still having neck, back, shoulder, or leg pain? Let the physical therapists at Trinity Rehab help. With locations all over New Jersey and Pennsylvania and same-day appointments with no prescription needed to get started, check them out at trinity-rehab.com.
Union 40, Long Branch 41, Vineland is 38. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.